The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins. Brian Barrett is in the house, and so is Dalton Barrett. It's Wednesday, November 12th, episode. What episode is this?
It's episode 1787, and John, you're really in the house.
I really am? What do you mean?
You're in your house.
You're in your own home.
My house, yeah. Yeah. I'm not in my pajamas, though. You probably think I am, but I'm not.
Can you put a shirt on, please?
I did put I put a t-shirt on. The dog is resting comfortably. That's all that matters. And we're ready and but we're live, you know. There you go. 15 days until Thanksgiving. Man, wow. The sound effect guy needs to get fired on this show.
Well, I was ready to do you know, the hump day, and so it's on a different page. I was trying to anticipate. Okay.
It's hump day.
Hump day?
He always plays that one. He never plays the real one anymore.
I don't have room for the real one because I have too many other things.
Well.
Wow. I guess he's in charge. 43 days until Christmas.
Jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, ling.
Ah, look what's back.
The sleigh bells jingle, jing, jing, ling, jing, ling, jing, ling. They set your heart a tingle.
It's time. It's here.
We're only a month and a half away. MTSU's at Western Kentucky Saturday. That's a 1 p.m. airtime. High school football playoffs continue Friday on WGNS this weekend. And Tennessee hosts New Mexico State and Titans host Houston. And Vandy has a bye week. It is getting rapidly toward the end of football season, isn't it, folks?
Yeah, regular season. John, I think that our first high school basketball game is like Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Well, I better get off this couch and stuff.
It's Eagleville and Central Magnet, I think, at Eagleville, if I remember
that's
right.
18th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 days. Yeah.
It's nuts.
All right.
It's crazy.
And, of course, you'll have double duty because you're doing football and basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you never coming back?
From football?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've got to talk to the doctor again to see if I can walk up the steps.
John's never been more excited to be injured in his life. Nobody on earth has ever been this excited to be out of commission.
I've enjoyed the hiatus. I sure have. And gosh, Brian, you're sounding better on the radio than you've ever sounded.
Right. Thanks.
I don't know. I had nothing to do with it. So.
Well, it's not like it took much to sound better.
I mean, I'm really thinking I may be through with football. What do you think, Dalton?
I really like the idea of doing a pregame, postgame, halftime show live from the studio.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
That might be enough to get me to come back and produce football again. I don't know.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
First Friday, I'm sitting there by myself and nobody to work for.
I kind of halfway believed you for just like a half a second. And then it's like, whatever.
Oh, he might do it for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't complain for the first week. And then even if I did it, I'd complain for the rest.
Listen, here's my plan. We could go and you could open up the game. Put me a TV there where I can watch the game. And you and Megan can go out to eat and take the baby out, and you know, then you come back for the 9:30 or 9:15 wrap up.
But who's producing the rest of the game?
Oh, I don't know. Just get everybody.
You have to do it from the game.
All I'm seeing is dollar signs, you know, all these extra people we gotta pay.
Oh, that's okay. Money's no object.
Well, and you need to pay for Megan's dinner.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, of course.
You don't expect her to pay for that, do you? Oh, such a great day today. Looking forward to it. And we've had some really weird weather. I mean, strange weather. Woo! We'll talk about that in a few minutes with our weather expert, Brian Barrett.
Ooh.
But first, our song of the day. our song of the day, the TV 10 most iconic TV theme songs. And this is Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
So, John, this was the third most iconic TV show theme song from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
We're wrapping that up rather quickly. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 36. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine and highs get back into the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Play an old guitar, dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the new college football playoff rankings, the top five stayed the same, led by number one Ohio State. Texas Tech is up to number six. Texas is up to number 10 in the country, but right now number 11 Oklahoma would not make the playoff. The ACC's highest ranked would. That's right now number 15 Miami. Number 24 South Florida would get in as the best of the group of five teams. Jacksonville Jaguars rookie Travis Hunter is out for the year after knee surgery. The American League Manager of the Year is Cleveland Stephen Vogt. He won it 17 votes to 10 over Toronto's John Schneider. He won it last year as well in his first year as a manager. Also a repeat winner in the National League. Skipper of the Year is the Brewers' Pat Murphy. The Dallas Mavericks fired general manager Nico Harrison. The NBA announced a new format for this season's All-Star Game, U.S. against the world in February. Oklahoma City's 11-1 after ripping Golden State.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. We're just having so much fun this morning here on the Wake Up Crew on Hump Day. We're reminding you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. And our good neighbor of the day today is Alexa Middleton. She is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always having a bright smile and a kind word. Alexa Middleton is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And by the way, Alexa is the only other host that we've ever had on the Wake Up Crew. Did you realize that?
Yes. Until this Christmas, when we're joined by the big man himself. Not God, but we're going to have a special Christmas episode, hopefully, with our good friend Saint Nick this year.
And we don't know
naughty or nice.
We don't know what that's going to be.
No, but we're working it out with his people. You know, we're in contact. Our elf is in contact with his elves.
I thought Alexa did a really good job once she realized that we were idiots.
Uh-huh.
I thought she, kind of just, this is what it is. It's a stupid show. So then she got into it. Don't you think, Brian?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, certainly. Well, now, enough about that. I've got to tell you, though, that today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day.
So if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text neighbor to our phone number. It's 615-893-1450. That's an important number to remember. Maybe put it in your phone in your contacts, because if you text a neighbor to that number, you can nominate a good neighbor of the day. If you just simply text us with birthdays and anniversaries, you can get those in too. So help us out, help us spread the word, and highlight some folks here in our community.
Well, today is a day honoring a wonderful little sandwich. It's National French Dip Day. You know, a French dip sandwich with the beef and the onions, and you dip it in the gravy. Very good stuff.
You can get a good one at Arby's.
Arby's does have a good one.
Where did I go, Brian? What's that name of that restaurant I went with Brett?
Bona Beef.
They really have a good, dip sandwich.
Bona Beef is real good. I'm a big fan.
I got the wrong kind, though. I was telling Brian last week, Dalton, I got the wrong... I didn't get the overflow it with it,
Okay.
I think the middle one.
Okay. I get the spicy one when I go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's so how spicy make it better?
I like it, but I'd like spicy food, so.
Well, it was delicious. So, and Arby's has a good one. They're what is it? The roast beef dip or whatever.
Sandwich Factory has a real good one. Another little local spot.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah.
I don't get over there enough. It's kind of hidden over there.
And if I'm going that way, I'm going to Cracker Barrel, and then I forget that Sandwich Factory is there.
Good point. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. More to come on a Wednesday.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A Maryville man accused in a dangerous gas leak earlier this year plans to plead guilty to federal charges. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Christopher Kyle Duke damaged a gas pipeline in May, forcing the evacuation of nearly 500 residents and several businesses. Court records say Duke broke into a gas substation, released valves, and caused thousands of dollars in damage. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. His sentencing will be set at a later date. State Representative John Ray Clemens is urging Middle Tennesseans to support local food banks as thousands lose SNAP benefits during the federal government shutdown. The program, which ended November 1st, helped nearly 700,000 Tennesseans, about 1 in 10 residents. Clemens says the loss has created a food crisis, with pantries seeing a surge in need. He's asking people to donate food, money, or time, and will deliver aid Tuesday morning at the branch in Nashville. Clemens says Tennesseans' generosity can help fill the gap. More news in 30 seconds.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
Exciting progress is being made on the new Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Crews are just 2 weeks away from completing the massive steel superstructure, a milestone known as the topping out. Workers have also installed nearly half of the stadium's glass panels, revealing views of downtown and the Cumberland River. The $2.2 billion stadium is set to open in spring 2027. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on the Wake Up Crew, and we have a We have a Good Neighbor event coming up after Rewind and another check of the forecast. Also, our first look at traffic in a few minutes at 6:34. We are so wrapped up in so much stuff. I mean, we have got so many things going on. And a lot of people don't realize we're just a very small portion of this program. Do you realize that? I mean, we are really, what, out of an hour, we're, what, 30 minutes probably? 35 minutes of the show?
Yeah, somewhere around in there.
40, maybe.
The part that we normally sleep through.
But the other part is that we kind of bring our own niche to the program, whereas we have news, weather, and sports and traffic, and people don't realize that sometimes, but have a lot. Could you guys get off your phones? I can see you. Okay, I can see you on your phones while I'm talking.
I was checking an email.
Am I not interesting enough for you guys?
You are. No, John, you're right. We're really. We're not the meat of this show.
No.
We're just here to transition you from one thing to another.
Exactly. I think that's well put, Dalton.
We actually are on 24 minutes.
Out of the hour?
Of us talking here, talking.
Can I get up every morning at this hour and to be only on for 24 minutes?
For the 6 o'clock hour, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
I bet there's more in the 7 o'clock hour.
There is too. Are you going to calculate that for us too?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
John. But remember, you don't want to do more.
We're on 23 and a half minutes in the 7 o'clock hour.
Ah, you got 30 seconds on him.
There you go. There you go. I did want to do a little this and that this morning.
This and that.
I have a few little tidbits.
I want
y'all's thoughts on it.
He wants our thoughts.
President Trump has added a paper sign outside the Oval Office that says the Oval Office.
I saw that and it made me laugh because it's printed with like gold ink on this paper sign.
No offense, but it kind of looks like one of those things that Brian would put on, you know, like a wall here at WGNS. You know what I mean?
Well, so we've spent all kinds of money putting, you know, like gold decor up in the Oval Office, and all the paintings that have been, you know, for 200 years have been in the bowels of the White House, and they're on display in the Oval Office, and all of this stuff, new curtains and carpet and all, and we've got a paper sign outside the door.
Really funny. It's not even in a frame. They didn't even frame it. It's three pieces of printer paper just taped to the wall.
I don't know why they just didn't leave it. You know, everybody knows it's the Oval Office, don't they? I mean, when they get there to see it.
It's probably a placeholder. They're probably going to put up a real sign.
I think so, too.
In fact, it may already be up, for all I know. But it's still... I didn't even know they made gold printer ink. I didn't know you could print in gold.
I guess you can. I mean, because it's there. And another thing, they're trying to get Wegovy and Ozempic prices down. Now, my doctor told me that I couldn't take Wegovy for weight loss because I had a chance of thyroid cancer in the family because my mother died of thyroid cancer, and so I'm not eligible. But Dr. Oz came on, and I think he mentioned that we could lose billions of weight by midterms. Now, what I thought was funny was he said billions of pounds of weight by midterms. Like, that was a deadline. You know, we need to make people happy by midterms. I just thought that was kind of funny. They have decided that the most popular menu item in McDonald's is you got to guess it. What do you think is the most appealing menu item at McDonald's?
Most popular at McDonald's. I'm going to say
quarter pounder with cheese for me.
I'm going to say that's my favorite. I don't think that's the top one. I don't think enough people get it. I'm going to say the two cheeseburgers meal.
Well, you're both wrong, but those are good guesses. But they say it's the French fries.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. I thought it was going to be a meal.
And Wendy's is releasing an all-new Frosty. Don't want to step on the snack food report for the holidays. That should be kind of an interesting little. I've not had one of their Frosties.
They've changed the way they do it, John. So now they don't have to replace the machines anymore. So you can still get the classic flavors. Now they mix in, kind of like a McFlurry. They mix in the toppings, so you can get them with any of their new Frosties. You can get them with vanilla or chocolate, and they'll actually mix that in so that you can still get your vanilla or chocolate Frosty.
Okay.
I know that was a frequent complaint of yours.
They're really getting into it, aren't they?
Yes.
That part of it. And I think Chick-fil-A's got a new holiday milkshake out, too. So, I can't have milkshakes much anymore, so I'm kind of out of that.
You know what else we can't have, John?
What's that?
Today in History.
Oh, I forgot it, didn't I? I was so intrigued. But we've got time. It was a very short list anyway. We'll do it next time. All right, coming up here on the Wake Up Crew, we've got much more, and we'll have Today in History as well. It's 6:33. Brandon Brooks is next.
This is CBS Rewind. November 12th, 1973. Mott the Hoople opened a tour of the United Kingdom. Their opening act was Queen. This date in 1981.
He's a Nazi, Price is.
Stalag 17 star William Holden.
For all I know, his name is Preisinger or Pricehopper.
Died in California after he slipped on a rug and hit his head on a table. November 12th, 1982.
This is going to be extremely painful.
The release of the horror anthology, Creepshow. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 36. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine and highs get back into the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
So far so good. Down I-40 right now as it builds through the Mount Juliet area. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes coming in from Wilson County into Hermitage. So far so good. 24 up through the Antioch area. It won't be long before that gets a little bit heavier. Passing Bell Road there on 24, especially going westbound. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Don't miss the big recycling roundup this Saturday morning at Nissan's gate number 5 in Smyrna. It's free, and you just drive through, making it even easier to recycle your household items. Again, that's this Saturday from 9 until 1 at Nissan Gate Number 5. That's at 983 Nissan Drive in Smyrna. 9 in the morning until 1 this Saturday. It's turkey time at Greenhouse Ministries. Drop off those frozen turkeys on Friday, November 21st. Greenhouse Ministries is at 307 South Academy Street. And the turkey drop-off is any time between 6 in the morning and 6 in the evening. The Thanksgiving pickup is the next morning, November 22nd, and your pickup time is listed on each voucher. Thank you, Greenhouse Ministries, for all that you do to make this community better. Give the gift of life. Phone 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to our exclusive one-day-only estate jewelry event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can't stress enough that it is one day only. One day only estate jewelry event. Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's November 12th, and we are glad that you're with us. This is episode 1787,
you said?
1787, yes, sir. Wow. We're getting toward the War of 1812, for long, Dalton. According to your, you know,
stats. Yeah, I don't know what happened in 1787. I'll let you know in a minute, though.
Oh, I hope so, because I mean that's been vital to the program. It's time for our dad joke of the day, and well, you got something good for us today, Brian?
I do.
Oh, how unusual. Okay.
6'7". No, just kidding. Oh, that's a knee slapper. You know, all the kids are talking about 6'7", right? They're talking about 6'7", but they fail to realize that 6 is scared of 7. Did you not know that?
Really?
Yeah, 6 is scared of 7 because 7, 8, 9.
This is, John, we don't even have to rate it because this has gone down as the worst dad joke performance in dad joke of the day history. Mark your calendars. Today, November the 12th. Is the
nothing could get worse, could it? 641.
CBS News Brief. The longest shutdown in U.S. history could be over by the end of the day. The House will reconvene to take up a Senate funding bill. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole.
All the difficulty Americans have endured in these past 6 weeks could have and should have been avoided.
Problems at the airports expected to persist, though CBS's Chris Van Cleef finds them improved.
Yesterday, flyers got some relief. Most of the delays we saw were actually due to weather, not air traffic control. First time we've said that in weeks.
American military forces massing in the Caribbean near Venezuela are about to get a big boost in combat power. Correspondent Charlie Daggett says the USS Gerald R. Ford has moved into place.
It's there to support President Trump's campaign to, quote, dismantle transnational criminal organizations and counter narco-terrorism.
Venezuela is getting ready to set a maximum level of alert and deploy almost 200,000 soldiers. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A formal ethics complaint has been filed against Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr. Filed by District 20 resident Jason Bennett, the complaint outlines several allegations, including claims that Mayor Carr tried to improperly influence Commissioner Robert P. before a 2024 ethics hearing involving property assessor Rob Mitchell. It also accuses Carr of using county employees and courthouse facilities to sell his private honey products, a charge supported by local social media evidence. Bennett further alleges a coordinated smear campaign against Mitchell, implicating the county's lobbyist and public information officer. Additionally, the complaint questions the handling of a greenhouse on Carr's property, suggesting building codes may have been ignored. An amendment to the complaint claims retaliation occurred shortly after the initial filing, when a county department director allegedly contacted Bennett's employer to inquire about his job status, a move Bennett believes was directed by Mayor Carr. Meanwhile, statewide concerns over drug trafficking have taken a sharp turn. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation reports that cartels are increasingly using the mail system to bypass tightened border controls. TBI Director David Rausch explained that the postal shift has become a, quote, no-risk method for traffickers. The Bureau is requesting more than $3 million in next year's budget to add 13 staff members focused on intercepting drugs at Tennessee shipping hubs. Officials warn that without these resources, communities like those in Rutherford County could continue to be flooded with dangerous substances. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick, in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless seas and sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A convicted sex offender is back behind bars after police say he attacked a woman in her Germantown apartment building. Metro Police arrested 29-year-old Jaquarius Williams on attempted murder and robbery charges. Investigators say Williams followed the woman home from a concert on November 5th and strangled her in an elevator before she escaped. Fingerprint evidence linked him to the crime. Williams was already on the sex offender registry for a 2019 assault and attempted rape. His bond is set at more than $10 million. The Tennessee Highway Patrol is asking for help finding a tractor-trailer involved in a serious hit-and-run on I-81 in Greene County. Investigators say a woman was changing a tire on the shoulder last Wednesday morning when the truck struck her vehicle, leaving her badly injured. A witness told troopers the driver briefly pulled over but then continued south. The truck was hauling a white box trailer and may have right-side damage. Anyone with information is urged to call the Tennessee Highway Patrol. More news in 30 seconds.
The Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run raises money for life-changing research and resources. Whether you walk, run, or just cheer others on, you'll be supporting the nearly 60 million people in the U.S. with arthritis at the best holiday fun run ever. Put on your favorite holiday costume and come on out to make new friends. Registered participants get a special t-shirt and medal. Sign up today at jbr.org and get jingling. That's jbr.org.
Brentwood police are investigating a string of recent burglaries that they believe are linked to a South American theft group. The suspects are reportedly driving a dark-colored BMW X3 and targeting homes on Friday and Saturday evenings, usually between 5 and 9 p.m. Police say the group breaks in through back doors or windows when residents aren't home. Officers are urging residents to stay alert, secure their homes, and report any suspicious activity to Brentwood police. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, I've got to get right off the bat here, guys, with our Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
1966, Buzz Aldrin takes the first space selfie, a photo of himself performing extravehicular activity in space during the Gemini program. In 1991, Atlanta Brave Tom Glavine wins the National League Cy Young Award. That's when you knew the Braves were going to have that big, long line of success. They had all these young players that were really great and had the great pitching, and then they added Maddox to the bunch, so it just kept on and on. In 2016, Jackie Chan awarded the honorary Oscar for his film achievements at the 8th Annual Governor's Award Ceremony. Guys, big fans of Jackie Chan. I was a huge fan of Jackie Chan.
I've seen a few Jackie Chan movies, and they're a lot of fun.
He is hilarious. I just love the way, you know, he hurts himself when he does a stunt, and it's just good. 2017, for the first time, Prince Charles lays the wreath to Great Britain's war dead, replacing Queen Elizabeth. And in 2018, former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama publishes her memoir, Becoming. Now, I think she's got a new book out. I think it's called The Look, I believe. So she's still writing books and has a podcast, I believe, too, doesn't she, Dalton?
I'm not aware, but it wouldn't surprise me. Everybody's got a podcast these days.
I'm thinking about getting a podcast. What about you?
You're on the Wake Up Crew podcast.
Why don't you and I have a podcast?
Okay, what are we going to talk about?
Wake Up Crew After Hours.
Okay. I don't want to do more of this show, John, if I'm being honest.
Well, Brian, it'd be okay. Brian wouldn't be with us.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. We'll do it. We'll do it from Waffle House.
Yeah, there you go. We could just criticize Brian the whole time that we're...
That's kind of what we do on the show, actually.
I was going to say, what's the difference between this show and that podcast?
Well, I think the people want more.
It'll be uncensored.
Oh, me. I guess now I go, what do I do now? Go to birthdays, I guess?
Well, as a transition, I can tell you what happened in 1787.
All right, that sounds good.
Because it's episode number 1787 of the Wake Up Crew. In 1787, the Constitutional Convention took place in Philadelphia, where delegates drafted up the United States Constitution to replace the weak Articles of Confederation.
And I've got to bring up something here as well. On my script sheet that I have, at 648, there are some letters by it. What does this mean, MCC 0504? What does that mean, Brian?
Well, it's the same as it means in the column, but you have to get a PDF to print at home, and so the PDF does that for some reason.
It's just that one.
I know. It's that one on every day.
I'm glad I found that out. That was bugging me. All right, ready for some birthdays this morning?
Oh, yeah.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1929, Grace Kelly, American actress. She was in Rear Window. A lot of movies. She married the Princess of Monaco, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1934, Charles Manson, American criminal, murderer, and cult leader of the Manson family, born in Cincinnati, Ohio, died in 2017. He was really freaky in the Tarantino movie.
Well, I was going to say, horrible thing that he did, but it did lead to one of my favorite movies of all time, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So,
he was on, the guy that played him was on for like, 2 minutes at the door?
Something like that, yeah.
It's creepy, really. 1944, Al Michaels, American sportscaster, born in Brooklyn, New York.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
The Miracle on Ice.
1945, Neil Young, Canadian singer and songwriter of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, born in Toronto, Ontario.
I wanna give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keep me searching.
In 1970, Tonya Harding, American figure skater, born in Portland, Oregon. We all know the story about Tonya Harding. Kind of sent somebody to attack her opponent. I can't think of her name. Nancy
Kerrigan.
Yeah. And 1980, Ryan Gosling, a Canadian actor born in London, Ontario. And, well, what kind of movie career has he had?
I mean, a good one.
Yeah. 1982, Anne Hathaway, American actress, The Princess Diaries, The Dark Knight Rises, born in New York City, New York.
Still I dream he'll come to me, that we will live the years together.
Is that from Les Miserables?
Yes.
Some of the worst music in any musical movie of all time.
That was by Andrew, what's his name?
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah, the Phantom of the Opera.
He decided to have everyone sing on set instead of recording it in a studio, and Russell Crowe cannot sing, and it did not turn out great, I don't think.
Happy birthday today to Mike Jones, Jason Makovitz, Pam Sykes, Julie Mallow, and Bob Chaney. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And you can get some more into us, 615-893-1450 is the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. We're giving away banana pudding, so get them in now.
And we're going to stay tuned. We've got, a look at the weather coming up next before we go to news time at 7 o'clock.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 36. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine and highs get back into the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Morning, a little bit more volume in the last few minutes as we check it out. Live 24 westbound at Bell Road, all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro right now into Antioch. Starting to get a little bit heavier southbound on 65 at Trinity Lane. Steady flow of traffic coming in through the Mount Julian area right now on I-40 headed on into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
CBS Entertainment, Sabrina Carpenter meets the Mad Hatter. Oh, it's happening. Looks like Sabrina will star in and produce a movie based on the Lewis Carroll classic Alice in Wonderland. Now, Mark Platt will co-produce. This is the same guy behind the Broadway and film versions of Wicked. So, Sabrina's in good company. And he's one of the most recognized composers in modern film, from Star Wars to Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jaws, and so many more. John Williams' music is the backbone for hundreds of movies. Now, the stage at the iconic Hollywood Bowl is being named in his honor. It's a first in the venue's 103-year history. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us this morning. Stay tuned. We've got much more on this hump day. Random questions coming up. We're going to play a little game as well, and Brian will do his stuff at the beginning of it, which nobody listens to. Alexa Middleton is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. We're always having a bright smile and a kind word. Alexa is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate them as Good Neighbor, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor.
So, we have got to check up the latest world news straight ahead on WGNS, The Wake Up Crew, and it's brought to you by our friends over at the law offices of John Day.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
And today's Good Neighbor is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every day. Our time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
House to vote on ending shutdown.
We're opening up our country. Should have never been closed.
Bitter Blast hangs on.
That's very, very cool. Not used to this.
Heartfelt tribute.
There's no one in my life I felt more comfortable with.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the longest federal government shutdown in history could end later today as the House is due to vote on a bill passed by the Senate. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Despite approving a short-term funding package in September, the House will now take up a revamped Senate bill to extend federal funding through late January, with other portions of the government funded for a full year, including SNAP or food assistance. Federal workers will also be granted back pay, and those fired during the shutdown will be reinstated.
Democrats will be strongly opposed.
Democrats are expected to reject the measure after their key demand to extend the increased Obamacare health insurance subsidies was not included in a final deal.
House Speaker Johnson is also due to swear in Arizona's Adelita Grijalva, a Democrat who won a special election back in September. She has promised to be the decisive vote on a bipartisan petition to force a vote to release the Epstein files. CBS's Chris Van Cleave tells us even if the shutdown ends today, air travel could still be messy for days to come.
It's been nearly a week of brutal air travel, and while there's a potential end to the government shutdown in sight, flyers' uncertainty remains.
We're just hoping and praying for the best.
I'm concerned about Friday coming back because they're supposed to ramp up the cancellations by 10% then, so we'll just have to see.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warns of travel gridlock if the House doesn't vote to reopen the government quickly.
If this doesn't open, you might have airlines that say, we're going to ground our planes. We're not going to fly anymore. That's how serious this is.
Duffy is pledging to pay controllers about 70% of their missed pay 24 to 48 hours after the government reopens.
On the weather map, temperatures are still 20 to 30 degrees lower than average for this time of year in much of the eastern half of the country. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Wind chills still in the 30s out across the south today. 31 degrees for a wind chill this morning in Raleigh, 33 in D.C., feeling like the freezing mark, feeling below freezing in the Boston area.
On the west coast, an atmospheric river taking aim at California is expected to bring heavy rains and mountain snow. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has the latest on stepped-up U.S. military efforts in Latin America aimed at the drug trade.
The Navy tells us the largest and most sophisticated warship in the world, the USS Gerald R. Ford, is now under command of those in charge of America's most active military zone. It's there to support President Trump's campaign to, quote, dismantle transnational criminal organizations and counter narco-terrorism. For months, the U.S. has been ramping up its acts on alleged drug traffickers, destroying at least 19 vessels in the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean, killing at least 76 that we know of. The carrier and its destroyers, they're just adding to that massive buildup already deployed in the Caribbean, a show of force not seen there in decades. Also aimed at pressuring Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who the Trump administration wants out of power. In response to the U.S. buildup, Venezuela is launching a massive deployment of military personnel and weapons across the country. President Trump has also clashed with Colombia over their strikes. Colombia's president says the country will suspend intelligence sharing with the U.S. as long as the strikes continue.
A new report details the treatment of Venezuelans sent from the U.S. to a notorious prison in El Salvador.
Juanita Gobertas Estrada with the Human Rights Watch says what they found was devastating.
These 252 Venezuelans were the victims of systematic torture. They were beaten day in, day out.
The report also noted the inhumane prison conditions. And she says most importantly what they concluded.
The Trump administration is complicit in tortured and enforced disappearances.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Justice Department is investigating a violent protest Monday night at a Turning Point USA event at UC Berkeley. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Break it up!
At least one bloody fistfight broke out after dozens of protesters arrived at the sold-out event put on by the group founded by the late Charlie Kirk. Scuffles also broke out between some of the protesters and police. At least four people were arrested. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon says the Justice Department is investigating the security on the campus. She referred to the protesters as Antifa, which she called an existential threat to the nation.
John F. Kennedy's grandson, 32-year-old political writer Jack Schlossberg, says he's running for the New York congressional seat being vacated by the retiring Jerry Nadler. ByHeart, the maker of organic infant formula, has now recalled all of its products sold all over the country amid a growing outbreak of infant botulism. CBS's Jolene Kent.
At least 15 babies have been hospitalized across 12 states with infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula. I interviewed FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry, who said he expects the babies to do well and the cases do appear to be contained.
A massive effort is going on in West Virginia to try to reach a missing coal miner who got trapped in underground floodwaters over the weekend.
This is still a rescue mission, and it's focused on trying to retrieve the miner.
Governor Patrick Morrissey says about 6,000 gallons of water are being pumped out of that mine every minute. Marion County, Kansas has agreed to pay more than $3 million and apologize over a police raid on a small town weekly newspaper in 2023. The raid came after a dispute between a local restaurant owner and the paper and an investigative piece into the background of the police chief. On late night TV,
it's Jimmy
ABC's Jimmy Kimmel mourned the death of his band leader and longtime friend, Cleto Escobedo.
Everyone here at the show, we are devastated by this. It's just not fair. He was the nicest, most humble, kind, and always funny person.
Escobedo, who was 59, grew up across the street from Kimmel in Las Vegas. Kimmel said, "The fact that we got to work together every day is a dream neither of us could have ever imagined would come true." Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 36. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine and highs get back into the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. It's flowing a lot better now on 24 eastbound past OHB. Coming in from the north side of town, we had that earlier crash. Now, it's still a little bit crowded on Vietnam Vets coming westbound there at Conference Drive. All that traffic coming in from Sumner County. It's already slow, 65 northbound up through Spring Hill right now, where it connects with 840. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix, on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Three Stooges of Rutherford County. Ow! The Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Slightly, Mo.
Shut up, porcupine.
Ow! Oh, nice guy.
It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew extravaganza, Wednesday morning, November the 12th. Happy hump day to you.
Hump day.
Woo-woo! Episode 1787 here today. Going to reach that 1800 here real soon. And
are we have anything special planned for 1800?
No.
I guess our next special day will be 2000, John. 2000
good luck.
Joes.
Good luck.
I mean,
with that, Chris.
That'll happen next year.
Like I said. Oh, I'm getting old, fellas.
Episode 2026 will be special in the year 2026, if that happens in the year.
Can I interrupt for just a second?
Oh, why?
Because I'm here at home, and I am seeing Dalton's water bottle, and you have a unique what do you have there, the white, is that string or what is that?
Oh, it's a zip tie.
Yeah, so what, how do you do that?
So I put the zip tie on the handle of the water bottle so I can hang it on Lena's stroller while we're walking.
Oh,
and I
okay.
don't have to carry it. There's a little hook on her stroller that can hang on, and
okay,
that's why. And I just never took it off.
Looks like the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
What does that hang on to?
That's my zip tie. It hangs on to my backpack.
I use the little holder on my backpack.
Does it?
Hmm.
Your doesn't leak, does it?
No. It's pretty solid, if I have to say so myself.
Beats me carrying up that bag of ice. I mean, that box of ice.
It's true.
I did it for you. Now you don't even show up anymore. But
I also have here a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry. Because it's officially the Christmas season once Sprite Cranberry hits store shelves. I look forward to it all year.
Well, we've just totally eliminated and forgotten about Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but if Thanksgiving had Sprite Cranberry, then sure, but it's winter spiced cranberry, so.
Well, Thanksgiving does. It's not Thanksgiving yet, and it's already out.
Are you into pumpkin latte, Dalton?
Not particularly. I like pumpkin spiced things. I don't like pumpkin flavored things, but I like pumpkin spice things.
Yeah.
But not coffee. But various things, yes. But that's done. Pumpkin spice season's over. Now it's pumpkin spice ends with Halloween.
That's wintergreen or mint flavor.
The big one is sugar cookie this year. I've seen a lot of sugar cookie flavored things.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Or cranberry.
Or cranberry for Sprite.
Well, we're getting awfully close to Christmas, too. 43 days!
We're in negotiations with the big man himself to appear on a special edition of the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah.
We're getting plans together for the first ever Christmas parade presented by Big GTV. Well, not presented by, but on Big GTV.
Correct.
So that's going to be exciting. We got big Christmas plan. We're in the Christmas spirit here. Maybe that's why I'm in such a Christmassy mood this year, is because I've been working on a lot of Christmas stuff.
Well, and you got a baby, you know.
That's true. That helps.
You know, you're going to buy little things for her, and Santa's going to bring some stuff for first Christmas. It's always nice. Probably get a little ornament on the tree that says baby's first Christmas.
I think Megan's already picked it out. We're going Thanksgiving Day to the Christmas tree farm, and we're going to pick out a Christmas tree.
Oh, neat.
So that'll be fun.
Why can't you just use your father's? Just grab.
Well, his half tree. I could take the other half.
Yeah.
We do a live tree.
A live tree, yeah.
We do a live tree because we don't have a ton of storage where we live, so we don't have really a place to store a tree. And a live tree is just a little easier. And it's about the same price to get a live tree as it is to buy an artificial tree. Now, you got to do it every year, but it's actually a little cheaper.
So. Now, are you going to get a pretty good tall one, or it just what size are we looking at?
We usually use me to measure the tree, and I'll stand next to it. And if it's about my height or a little taller, that's the one we get.
So you can stand and put the
Yes,
the
but the ceilings in my home are only 7 foot, so can't be too big.
So 6.5 is about it, right?
Yep. And you cut it down yourself, so you got to take that little saw out there.
Well, that's fun.
It is fun.
When she gets older, that's even going to be more fun.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did it last year for the first time, and so we're going to do it again this year. But that's the Christmas tradition.
Nice.
So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
I've already drugged my tree out, so.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Is your tree already up?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I would never have guessed that. Are we going to put one up here this year?
I don't know.
I mean, we're in the Christmas spirit. We got Christmas music for 48 hours. We're going to have.
There in front of that black curtain right there that you're.
Yeah, right over there. Get to see it on the stream, on the video stream.
If you want.
Where is that tree we had? What's happened to it?
It's in my bonus room.
If it's pre-lit, we don't have to put ornaments on it. We can just put up a tree.
It's pre-lit, but the lights don't work.
Oh.
So you have to string lights on it. Maybe a half tree back there.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no wall to put it up against.
Oh, well.
Half tree out in the lobby would look nice, though, like where that picture and table is.
Yeah.
Between the couch and the seats. Get in the Christmas spirit. It's your granddaughter's first Christmas.
Well, that's why my tree's up.
Ah, I see.
Oh, he did that to beat you to it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to beat you guys to Christmas.
Linda's going to see my Christmas tree first.
Well, she's.
But she's going to get to help pick out her Christmas tree. You know.
Well, she's going to decorate mine.
At the Christmas tree farm, the one out by Wilson, that's where we go. They'll take clippings from the bottom of your tree if you want some of those branches cut off, and they'll make a wreath out of it.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty neat the way they do
that. It's a cool thing.
We're done.
We've taken all this time.
We'll give you a few programming reminders. Middle Tennessee is at Western Kentucky Saturday at 1, and more high school football playoffs on Friday for you. And this weekend, the Tennessee Vols will host New Mexico State. The Titans will host Houston, and Vandy has another bye. So there you go. That's a look at sports. Here's more sports for you right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the new college football playoff rankings, the top five stayed the same, led by number one Ohio State. Texas Tech is up to number six. Texas is up to number 10 in the country, but right now number 11 Oklahoma would not make the playoff. The ACC's highest ranked would. That's right now number 15 Miami. Number 24 South Florida would get in as the best of the group of five teams. Jacksonville Jaguars rookie Travis Hunter is out for the year after knee surgery. The American League Manager of the Year is Cleveland's Stephen Vogt. He won it 17 votes to 10 over Toronto's John Schneider. He won it last year as well in his first year as a manager. Also a repeat winner in the National League. Skipper of the Year is the Brewers' Pat Murphy. The Dallas Mavericks fired general manager Nico Harrison. The NBA announced a new format for this season's All-Star Game, U.S. against the world in February. Oklahoma City's 11-1 after ripping Golden State.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:22, Wake Up Crew, Wednesday morning, hump day edition, and it's a big day for us here, you know.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host,
Dalton Barrett.
John, worse every
I was going to ask, can we petition to get him off the show? Is that something we have the power to do? Can we pick it?
I was trying to talk like that guy.
Here's random questions. We're going to ask, I'm hosting today, so we're going to ask John and my father some questions. John, you're going to go first.
We established that both with the open, you know.
Yeah, well, nobody can understand what you were saying. So, John, you're going to go first. You guys will both answer the question. First question, what is the most annoying thing that you've forgotten to do more than once?
The most annoying thing?
That you have forgotten to do more than once. So something you like frequently forget to do that annoys you, that you forgot to do it.
Let's see. That's a tough one.
Like for me, it'd be I always forget to put out my clothes for the next day. And then I get up and I got to find the clothes.
Oh. I think taking too much time in the morning.
Mm.
Oh, I want to watch TV and sit around with the dog before I get ready to do something. So I'm always waiting to the last minute. That's not good.
Mm.
That annoys me that I do that.
Well, what annoys me is I can't see from the back door if the front door is locked. So I'll go over and make sure it's locked, and it always is locked. But then when I get back to the back door, I think, maybe I should check it again. So I go back to the front door and make sure that it's locked. And then when I go out the back door, I shut the door and I wiggle it to make sure it's locked. And I get to the car and then I go back to the back door. So it's like a cycle.
Sounds like a control issue is what that sounds like.
I'll tell you what bothers me, and it bothers Brian too, is thinking you've left the stove on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and like that's why I try not to cook in the morning if I'm going somewhere, because I inevitably will go, oh man, I did that about maybe 7 Saturdays ago with going to the show, and I go, I don't remember whether I turned the stove off or not. So, and why was I cooking on a Saturday? We've got biscuits.
That's true. Is that it? Final the final answer is locked in.
Yeah.
Okay. Good answers, friends. Question number 2. How many people do you hug in an average day?
I think that varies. If somebody's with me, I'll probably hug once a day, maybe.
Okay.
If I've got the grandkids with me, I'll hug them once at least. But if I haven't seen anybody in like 12 days, so I'd hug you, Dalton, if I were there.
Aw.
Yeah.
So you said day, right?
In an average, yours is zero. Your answer is zero.
Yours is, how about year?
Yeah. How many people do you hug a year? Three?
No, still zero.
Okay.
He hugs Lena.
And Ladybug.
Well, that's true.
And Ladybug, yeah.
Oh, that would be daily then.
Yeah, I hug Chipper daily.
If an orange didn't share its name with the color, what would you call it instead?
Pulpy. Or orangey.
A tart.
A tart. That's good.
You didn't say anything about mine.
Well, you can't use the color again.
Well, it didn't. It's orangey.
But it's still the color. Next question.
I don't think you understood the question, do you?
No, I don't either. Well, you said pulpy, so that one makes sense. Do you ever drink iced coffee in the winter?
I don't drink coffee, period.
That's true.
I will have an iced coffee in the winter.
Part of the Christmas menu at Starbucks?
No.
You hit up?
No, it's either Dunkin' or 7 Brew or Dutch Brothers for me.
What is your favorite Clint Eastwood movie? If you don't have one, why not?
Favorite Clint Eastwood movie? The Unforgiven.
Ah, okay. Not Fistful of Dollars.
No. Because he was old. He's old in The Unforgiven. I just kind of, you almost feel sorry for him. And I don't usually feel sorry for Clint Eastwood. Good, Bad, the Ugly would be my second one.
That's a good one. That's my favorite.
Not really a fan.
Why not? There's a second part of that question.
Because he calls people punks.
Okay. If you were a landscape artist, what landscape would you most want to paint?
I'd like a snow-capped mountain scenery.
Beautiful rolling hills with fall autumn leaves just trickling down to the earth.
That was beautiful. We got time for one more. What is the most awesome thing that you know people... Hold on. What is the most awesome thing that you've known people to be able to do with their feet in place of their hands? So something people can do with their feet instead of their hands.
I can, you know, pick up things with my toes.
It's really gross, actually, John. I don't know if you've ever seen him do that.
I've known people that have done that. But, yeah, that's all I've got. I don't know.
Keeps you from having to bend over. So I taught myself to pick up stuff off the floor with my feet. And that's random questions.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big GTV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 as we roll along with a Wednesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. Happy November 12th to everybody out there.
And happy birthday today to Mike Jones, Jason Malkowitz, Pam Sykes, Julie Malow, and Bob Chaney. Happy birthday from WGNS, the Big G.
And if you would like to nominate someone that has a birthday or anniversary today, get those into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. Get them in.
Indeed, it is that deadline time now, friend. So don't delay. Let us know who's celebrating a birthday today.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Time to check on the forecast, a look at traffic, and your local news.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 36. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine and highs get back into the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Good morning. TDOT's working with a couple of accidents out here. Still a little bit slow at times. 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro right now up through Antioch. It's also bogged down pretty good northbound. 65 where it connects with 840 up through Spring Hill. It's just now starting to slow a little bit here on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. That telephone number is 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, St. Mark's United Methodist Church is stepping up to help those facing food insecurity with a free food box giveaway this Saturday. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. or until supplies run out at the warehouse behind the church and preschool playground on North Rutherford Boulevard. Boxes will be distributed first come, first serve, and organizers are urging residents to arrive early. It's all part of the church's ongoing mission to support local families in need. In a developing murder case out of Rutherford County, the man accused of killing 45-year-old Harold Cruz last year is set for a key court appearance this week. 40-year-old Clinton Lynn Johnson Jr. faces a plea hearing on Thursday, November 13th, on charges of first-degree murder and aggravated robbery. Police say that the case began with a medical emergency call on October the 27th, 2024, where officers found Cruz dead from severe head injuries suffered the night before. An investigation led to Johnson's arrest on November of 2024 with a sealed grand jury indictment following in August of this year. Johnson, who is being held at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, also has a pending drug paraphernalia case from days after the incident. He's represented by public defender Drew Perkins, with Assistant District Attorney Matt Westmoreland prosecuting. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website, WGNSRadio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee, make sure you do it informed. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Right. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season same. We're winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
35 minutes after 7 o'clock, coming up on about 24 till. And, of course, you know, we like to play games around here. So how about a rousing game of Where in the World?
Everyone's least favorite game.
No, it's not the least favorite game.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
It's the least favorite game.
Right. I'm going to name, you'll have three clues. If you can get it on the first clue, then that's fine. You guys are playing together, not against each other. And of these clues, the goal is to name the city that is in reference here. So I'm going to give the first clue here. This is the world's first heart transplant city. So the first heart transplant in the world was done in this city.
Johannesburg, South Africa.
Incorrect.
I'm pretty sure it's in Sweden.
So?
Oh, you pulled out your phone. Don't you Google. Don't you Google it.
It could be in Sweden.
Could be.
But what city is in Sweden?
Would you like a second clue?
Sure.
Table Mountain overlooks this city.
Table Mountain.
Tall.
Incorrect. Clue number three.
Wow.
It's where you'd find Ribbon Island, on which Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years.
Mm. You go, boy.
Well, that means it's in South Africa. Johannesburg?
No. Final guesses, or?
I thought I said Johannesburg.
Oh.
That wouldn't be right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more final
it
guesses.
It is Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah. Second city. See if we can
get Africa. We have the South Africa part, right?
That's true. You can get half a point for that.
Oh.
One of the city's bridges is nicknamed the Coat Hanger.
Clue number two.
Okay. Clue number two. This is the capital of New South Wales.
Clue number three.
Clue number three. The home of Bondi Beach.
Bondiville.
No.
James Bond Island.
No. This is Sydney.
Sydney, Wales?
Sydney, Australia, Wales. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
They share Sydney.
Oh.
That was a little bit of a trick question.
I don't think so, because Sydney isn't the capital of Australia.
Get a half a point.
Okay, yeah. That makes one full point. Translated, this city's name means black pool.
Hmm. Number two?
Okay. The River Liffey flows through the city center.
Liffeyville?
This is a horrible game. The Guinness Brewery is found in this city.
Guinnessville, Liffey?
Maddening.
What did you say, John?
I said the silence is maddening.
It's an Irish city.
Oh.
I knew I should have taken geography in college.
Ireland?
It's Dublin.
Dublin?
No points for that one. I'm not giving you guys any more half points. The first city to receive a Royal Gold Medal for architecture by the Royal Institute of British Architects in 1999.
The city?
The city was, yes.
London.
No.
Johannesburg.
No. It's the home of the Gaudi's Sagrada Familia.
Madrid, Spain.
No. That was the closest answer you've given to any question so far, though.
Familia.
The city's football stadium, soccer stadium, is Camp Nou. N-O-U. Camp Nou.
Nouville, France.
No. I told you you were close with the Spanish answer, and you go to France?
I know. I was trying to think of cities in Spain. What was it?
It is Barcelona.
Oh, a half point for the country.
No!
And that's a rousing game of where in the world.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together, and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice, because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, another show just about in the books on a Wednesday morning. Hope you've enjoyed the program. We'll have the podcast up shortly, WGNSradio.com, under podcast, and look for Wake Up Crew wherever you listen to audio. You can check it out there. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and kick off the holiday season in downtown Murfreesboro, the annual Christmas tree lighting. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. It's coming up Friday, December 5th, 6 o'clock, caroling. A visit with the jolly old elf himself and the lighting of the downtown tree. New tree this year. You're going to love it, I think. Celebrate downtown December 5th with our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Today's good neighbor of the day, Alexa Middleton. We salute her from SRM Concrete and always having a bright smile and a kind word. Alexa Middleton today receives a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts out on South Academy. And, of course, your good neighbors here at WGNS. You can send in a good neighbor. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Get some here as well. And today's good neighbor spotlight brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and standing with the people who make Rutherford County stronger every single day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Do we have to?
Yeah, you know, all the kids keep talking about 6'7", right? 6'7", 6'7".
Really?
Yeah, I hear it all the time. But they fail to realize that 6 is scared of 7. Because 7, 8, 9.
Replay.
I think I've cracked the code as to why I didn't care for today's dad joke performance.
Why is that, Dalton?
Because it really just made him seem like a crotchety old man.
Well,
you know, it's like, oh, the kids are having fun. How dare they?
Seems like.
Kids are so dumb because they're having fun. It just seems, he seems so crotchety.
That's not what it was about at all.
Well, you were making fun of the kids.
Well, they just don't understand that 6 is scared of 7, so 6, 7 wouldn't be together.
Yeah, but you keep saying it like that.
Why?
As if to make fun of the children. Let them have their fun.
They can have their fun. But six is scared of seven because 7, 8, 9.
I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it the first two times.
That's exactly the reason why they wouldn't go together. It's like
Barcelona, Spain.
It's like oil and water. You know, there should be a place called Dinkinsville.
What?
Dinkinsville.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you think?
I don't know what he's segueing to. He's got to be segueing to something.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh.
There is a Dinkinsville. It's a shanty town in New York City's East Village named after Mayor David Dinkins.
That's a good name.
That was John's brother's name, David Dinkins. But yeah,
he got a good one. There's an interesting story about
that. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're named after characters in the Bible.
Yes.
David and Jonathan.
Right.
And Jonathan is in the Bible for like three verses. And he's killed. And David is in like, he's got like 14 chapters of the Bible of David.
Well, but David and Jonathan were best friends.
They were best friends, yeah. But why did I get hooked with the Jonathan part? Because I was second. I was born second, I guess. So
well, at least you weren't named like one of David's actual siblings. Because they get no play in the Bible.
They called him Dave Dinkins, my brother.
Mm. And they call you John Dinkins.
Yeah. But we're also called Dink. My last name, they call us Dink, if you know me really well.
Well, I'm a Daniel, so I've been to the lion's den.
Yeah, I don't have a biblical name.
No, why in the world, Dalton? I mean, never mind. Go ahead.
My daughter has a biblical name.
Your middle name's Keith, so that's the
name. Yeah, none of that. Lena's middle name is James from the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of Jameses.
In West Philadelphia.
Has nothing to do with James, but
not at all.
That's our song of the day. The third most iconic TV theme song. Have a good day. See you on a Thursday tomorrow.
No good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds west southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 36. And then Thursday, lots more sunshine and highs get back into the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 42.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling your home or commercial property.